Hi, I'm Walter Spires, and we are Hanging on Jesus Every Word. Last time we finished our study of the model prayer, the Lord's Prayer as it's called by most, and yet verses 14 and 15 of chapter 6 almost seem to continue it. So let me read them and we'll talk about what it means. Recall in verse 12, Jesus said, "And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors." And then verse 13 says, "And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." And last time we talked about that phrase that isn't in the early manuscript. This part closes with verses 14 and 15, which go on to say this, "For if you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, then your Father will not forgive your transgressions." The first thing we notice is that Jesus changed from the Greek word debt, ophilema, to transgressions, paraptoma. Two different Greek words with two different meanings. It's interesting, when we're asking God to forgive us our debts, those debts are something that is owed that requires reparation. The word for transgressions, paraptoma, is more of a careless sin or sins done out of ignorance, nonetheless sin. So what is Jesus telling us here in verses 14 and 15? It sounds foreboding because it sounds like we could lose our salvation as Christians. If we forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, then your Father will not forgive your transgression. The good news is, if we're born again in Christ, you will not lose your salvation, even if you struggle with the sin of unforgiveness. But here's what happens. To struggle with the sin of unforgiveness and not be forgiving of those who may have carelessly sinned against you, or you expect God to forgive you, you've got a problem. And when God does not forgive you, it doesn't jeopardize your salvation. But here's the important thing. It breaks the fellowship with our Father. It puts a chasm between us that prevents Him from blessing us, from the things that He would do for us, if we were more forgiving ourselves as we have been forgiven. And therein lies the key. My dear brothers and sisters, any of you who are living now with the sin of unforgiveness, I want to encourage you, exhort you, and challenge you to confess that sin today. And if it means going to that person and confessing to them as well as to the Lord, then you need to do that if you want your relationship with the Lord restored. And who doesn't? Hanging on His every word for Christ's sake. Amen. To learn more about how you can become a Christian, grow in your walk with the Lord, donate to help keep this ministry going strong, and receive freely of all the biblical content, video, audio, and written, go to onlyjesus.life. That's onlyjesus.life.